This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour two. G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Shell Shack in Arlington. And everybody that enters these premises during today's show will be entered to win a dinner for four, valued at up to $100. So we'd love to see you on out here. Okay, 4 hours to go. Salute to Brian and Wolchuk and Jeremy there on the post-game show last night. If you missed it, they win G-Bag of the Day with 79% of the vote. Dominated the high school call, as much fun as that was to listen to Corpus Christi get that dub last play of the game. It's time now, though, for the NFL News of the Day, and here's Zach Wolchuk.
Well, it was a historical game yesterday as the Cowboys made history. They became the first team in league history to have two kickoff return for touchdowns in the fourth quarter of a game, and both returns happening in the final 3 minutes. I mean, it was unreal. 99 yards, Kevontae Turpin with that spin move, which was beautiful to watch as he picks up the ball at the one, takes it all the way. And then Wanya Thomas with the kick, the onside kick that he takes 43 yards. Maybe, hey, next time you just go down, it's all right. But when you make history and you still win the game, it's okay by me.
I think when you have five giant dudes chasing you, it's okay to just go all the
just
way
go
in.
Score.
I'm thinking, should I slide here? I might get run over.
Right. When are you getting this opportunity again?
Yeah, I got to get the house,
go ahead
too.
And get in the end zone.
Yeah, we got to be able to hold an eight-point lead with 30 seconds to go. Right?
And as they launch it and goes 87 yards. Mm.
It was crazy.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I don't think I was yelling, get down, but
no,
neither
of us were.
I was just kind of like, please don't do anything stupid, you know, and he says, hey, you know me, I'm an excitable, I get excited, I wanted to score, that kind of thing, but yeah, I mean, the way that Cowboys played defense at the end of that game, and it just,
anything was possible.
Really, and offense.
Anything.
The ball going down the field, that was so fun. Let's do that again.
It was fun.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if I was Wanya, I'd have been like, relax, guys, I'm not wearing number 60. Okay, I know what to do with this thing.
Okay.
Was Randall Williams the last one you saw do that?
Yes, against the Eagles.
Against the Eagles, yeah.
Absolutely.
Been a while.
That one comes to mind. I was actually talking with Bobby after their show, like, what other crazy Cowboy endings?
Oh no, he hit me on the way here
because I think he's trying to do an article. I mean, obviously the Buffalo game.
I gave him four other ones. Yeah,
there was. I remembered. I think it was 05. Roy Williams had a pick six against the Eagles in a primetime game that came out of nowhere. They ripped a victory out of the jaws of defeat. Obviously, the watermelon kick. Carolina game when you were there, I believe it was Joey Galloway caught
a
bomb.
Got a bomb.
And Antonio Bryant
had 100 yards of offense, basically.
That was it.
I
and
told
then they
him,
win the game.
I told him about the 98 Philly-Dallas game where Philly was kicking a 28-yard field goal, and Tommy Hutton dropped the snap. Deion Sanders actually made the tackle that saved the game.
Wow.
From it being a score. So, yeah.
There's been some crazy ones. I mean, Seattle, that Keyshawn Johnson – in the back of the end zone, Julius Jones was running wild that game. That was a Sunday nighter as well, like the forearm touchdown out of bounds. There were some crazy games, but that one, without a doubt, one of the most bizarre you'll ever see.
How about Dan Quinn? You know, he was part of the watermelon game, and now he gets a part of this one. Like, you talk about crazy, like,
maybe some bad, like being on the wrong end of
being on the wrong end of two of them.
Of course, 28-3 in the Super Bowl, that one will never be forgotten.
First Cowboys game I went to, 2010, was actually in Washington. Alex Barinholt, final play of the game.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
That's
yeah.
right.
Romo throws it in the end zone. Touchdown. We're like, no way.
I'm jumping up and down. Yeah. They've won the game. There's a flag in Alex Barron's held. And it was a bad hold.
My very first game working with the Cowboys was the Rocket Ismail 99.
Oh, beautiful.
And where he caught the ball down from Troy Aikman down the middle of the field. So, yeah.
We did have a scary moment with Austin Eckler at the end of that game.
Ooh,
he ended up going to the hospital afterwards. Yeah, he had a concussion.
Looked like he was KO'd.
I think he was.
Like he was face down. It was Damone Clark, right? That just it didn't even look like the hugest hit you've ever seen, but it got him right
caught
in the
dome. Caught him pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it was he was hospitalized out of an abundance of caution. I think he's okay now, but goodness gracious, that was not the way that you want to ever see a game like that. And last night in the NFC East, Saquon Barkley, record 255 yards in a win against the Rams. This dude is just taking over football games. He did it against the Commanders to win. He did it last night against the Rams.
That was my biggest fear.
He's been brilliant. He became just the 12th player in NFL history with 300-plus scrimmage yards in a game. He's put himself in the MVP conversation right now. But, yeah, I mean, everything that we talked about, like could he end up coming in and now you've got a Christian McCaffrey like
that's what I thought.
Year one.
Yeah.
That is starting to happen. And when Jalen Hurts is not turning the football over and you also have a monster in A.J. Brown.
He's helping them not turn the ball over. They just keep giving it to him or throwing it to
him. And defensively, the pass rush is starting to look a lot better.
The defense is real right now.
And those two young rookies are good, and DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. So the secondary is much better than it was a year ago. Philadelphia is looking like, okay, they could be a threat right now.
Losing Brandon Graham is a bummer.
That's a huge loss.
Yep.
He said afterwards, I'm out for the season. It was actually kind of a weird exchange with the media. Like they come over, they're talking to him. He's like, yeah, I'm done for the season. They're like, wait a second, you kidding, right? He's like, no.
Bicep.
Torn triceps.
Tricep, yeah.
Yeah, torn triceps.
Know, as much as people don't want to see the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I get it. And if Saquon takes them there, then it'll be like... But I just feel like by the time the Cowboys are contenders again, Saquon Barkley's going to be, you know, well past his prime. I think this is maybe his last season of dominance. Maybe he has one more. But, you know, 27 years old with all the injuries, the announcers were saying it last night. He's at the stage of his career where they're saying he's still getting it done, you know. And it's only year six, but that's a long time. You know, especially with that amount of injuries, and I am super impressed with him. But if I'm Eagles fan right now, I'm thinking we have to ride him into the playoffs. I would not bet on him being healthy when we get there. You know, it's just from his history. So I get it, but I still would not want my team to take a risk on a player like that, especially you know with his injury history.
Now the Giants. I mean, if there's one team that does look like maybe they are in it for the tank, it would be the Giants. But their players certainly don't want to be a part of this. You had Dexter Lawrence, who called him soft after the game.
Whoa.
Then here was Malik Nabers, the rookie wide receiver, who was getting a gajillion targets in the beginning of the season. Yep. Yesterday, not so much. Here were his thoughts post-game.
What words today would you use to describe this loss?
Selfish.
How disappointed are you?
Very.
What are you most disappointed about?
I mean... Solve it, man. I'm tired of going out there and losing. Like, it's just that. I mean, I don't know, bro.
And he went on to say it's not the quarterback. You know, same problems were going on as was going down with Daniel Jones. But a lot of the players in that locker room had a lot of not nice things to say regarding Daboll and the staff.
You know, and that's the difference, I think, between Daboll and McCarthy. The Cowboys continue to play for McCarthy. They have given up on Daboll. And the only thing that could save the Giants now is if that moment yesterday creates some sort of a conversation, right, where they can get the air cleared and then come back with a renewed energy. I think that'll happen for them at some point in what's left of the regular season. It's just hard to predict when that happens. So at this point, I'm thinking Cowboys get another win. Probably going to be ugly. But, yeah, I think that's what we're heading for is this Giants team is in complete, I don't know if that's called trauma or chaos, but it's bad.
Yeah, it is bad, and it's tough to have the players continue to fight and play when you can clearly see with the way they've gone about the quarterback position, like the team is not in it to win.
Yeah.
They're benching Daniel Jones for financial reasons. They're not going to the backup Drew Lock. The whole time, this whole season since the springtime, Drew Lock has been your number two quarterback, and then all of a sudden you're going to skip him for financial reasons and just go with Cutlets. And we on this show, we love Tommy DeVito, but these guys – know that the organization is throwing in the towel. So yeah. that's a tough spot to be in.
And it's genius. That's how you want your front office and coaching staff to operate. You know, I think the Giants are doing it right. I think that is one of the reasons, although it's nuanced, why they've won multiple Super Bowls since the Cowboys won their last one. So, you know, you love to see it, you know, when your team acknowledges it. There is a downside to it. But you got to go to your players and say, listen, we're terrible. We're trying to get good, you know. Deal with it. Suck it up. You know, be better. How about this? Be better. I know you're a wide receiver, but we wouldn't do this if we were winning games, guys. So we're trying to get us closer to winning long term. Love the passion, Malik. Love it. I don't even care that he said that last night. I'm like, this is exactly what we need. Guys who are extremely bothered when we play bad. We're gonna get a turnaround.
Yeah, sure.
But you just got to go have that conversation with them. Let's stay the course. And when it's time to go for it, trust us, we will. But right now, we want an elite player. As elite as possible.
Yeah, you're trying to conserve Malik Nabers' happiness as well. It's a guy you want to build around. Just feed him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if he had 10 catches for 95 yards yesterday, he probably wouldn't be as ticked off.
And Daboll owned that today. He's like, you know, passionate player. I love hearing that kind of stuff. I need to do a better job getting him the ball.
Well, Tommy Cutlets did get hurt during the game yesterday. He left in the fourth quarter. Daboll said today that they're hopeful that DeVito can play Thursday against the Cowboys. I guess if he can, that would mean that they have no choice but to play Drew Lock.
Sure.
Bring back DJ.
I kind of thought they would play Drew Lock anyway, just to try and get Nabers the ball.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's definitely a better route to go, but yeah. We'll see what they decide
to do. But
what
if the plan is to not get him the ball?
They just want to take
him off. Things went exactly as planned. Don't throw him the ball. We could win that way, guys.
Don't throw him the football.
Wait until the fourth quarter and then try to get him a score.
Now, Baker had a rushing touchdown. He was one of, I think, four different Bucks to score a rushing touchdown yesterday. Pretty incredible. Baker then does the Tommy DeVito touchdown dance, which is very Italiano. And afterwards, he gets grilled by the media. Here was Baker in that exchange.
Finished that off with a kind of a whirling derby leap there in the end zone. And then I guess it was the DeVito celebration. Is that
tribute. Tribute to Tommy, yeah. Tribute. He's a good dude. He's got swag.
Yeah, who came up with that?
Oh, I have no idea. I just see him do it.
No, but whose idea was it for you to do that? And when did you know you were going to do it?
Most of the times I don't know what I'm going to do, so there's spontaneous stuff.
That was just spontaneous? That was not planned? I mean, even your teammates got into it, too.
Yeah, you know, New York fans love Tommy here and give him something they like.
Are you Italian by any chance or no?
I haven't done a 23andMe, but I don't know.
I love that answer from Baker. Like, I haven't done a 23. I have no idea.
I'm Texan.
Like, geez, I think, man, we had some, like, was this disrespectful to Italians? If you're not Italian, you shouldn't be doing this. It felt like that was what the reporter was trying to get at here.
I'm not Jewish, and I love matzo ball soup.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You're welcome, dude.
It's paying homage.
Yeah, I think everybody's
been... I love
been,
some matzo
it's
ball
not any
soup.
More offensive than Mike Gesicki trying to do the gritty.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a fun moment.
Do you
Baker's
see when he does it with Chase? You see when he does it, though? Yeah, he's pretty good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's
his efforts there.
His efforts there.
Maybe better. Maybe a little bit better.
He gets better
it's
at
tough
it.
To be that long and lanky and pull that off from like a coordinated
he's getting
standpoint.
Better at it. Yeah, he's trying.
Those arms are long. They really are. Raiders, and this is a bummer for Raider Joe. They lost their quarterback, Gardner Minshew. He's got a broken collarbone. He's done ski for them. So they're going to Aiden O'Connell.
There you go. Well, no, but I mean, the tank is on there as well. You're trying to suck for Shadur, right? Isn't that the hashtag right now for these teams?
Yep, both the Giants and the Raiders. It's an all-out race there to try and get one of these quarterbacks. Although, if you ask Bobby, it won't be for Shadur. It'll be for anybody else.
Probably Quinn Ewers.
Maybe Quinn.
He loves him some Texas.
Maybe Cam Ward or somebody. Now, this was, speaking of Texas.
No, he likes Nuss. He likes the local legend Nussmeier.
Flying around Mark. Well, he's Marcus guy. Jatavion Sanders suffered a neck injury yesterday. This was a scary moment.
This
Denver Lions zone, big Jatavion Sanders fan, got to cover him in high school, great guy. But he gets carted off, actually had to go to the hospital afterwards. It was a bad injury. I think we got positive news from the Panthers earlier today that he's doing well. But, I mean, this is one of the – I mean, we talked about the Eckler thing at the end of it, but positive update regarding Sanders. He avoided serious injury. It is a neck injury. They're working through the evaluation of it, but he's in the building, or at least he was. So he's out of the hospital now and back with the team. But you hate to see that. So hopefully JT Sanders gets a speedy recovery. And then final news of note here for NFL News of the Day, Jets search for their new general manager. It's going to be Mike Tannenbaum and the 33rd team. they're going to help them out here. So their former GM, Mike Tannenbaum, and former Minnesota Vikings general manager, Rick Spielman, are going to help replace Joe Douglas and the new head coach there with Woody Johnson and the Jets.
Well, thank you, old Chuck. How much involvement does Brick have? Any reports on what Brick Johnson's doing? Maybe the Tannenbaum idea was...
I think that's who Mike's reporting to.
That's a good question.
That's right.
Apparently, Woody Johnson also landed that helicopter in the practice facility right before he fired Joe.
He went full Jerry.
I mean, I think that's the thing. Like, if you're landing your helicopters at the practice facility, it's a sign you're a bad team.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Well, Chuck, thank you. Good note to end on. Here we are live at Shell Shack in Arlington. Come on by. You know, if you're getting off work here anytime soon. Some delicious grilled shrimp.
Oh my gosh.
I had a plate. It was so good. Chief saw my reaction. He ordered a plate.
Oh, jeez, guys. Yeah.
We got our weigh-in tomorrow for the first ever G-Bag Nation weight loss competition.
Yeah.
And this might foil me at the finish line.
I don't know. You're like minus 350 in the odds right now.
Okay, we got C-Note coming up. Cowboys news of the evening is next on The Fan.